Okay, this is April 7th, part two of the class. Okay, so the Buddha has said that a noble disciple giving food gives four things to the recipients. What are the four? She gives life or long life. She gives beauty. She gives pleasure. She gives strength. Okay, then comes the payoff. Ayun kopana dattva.
Ayun kopana dattva.
Ayusa bhagani hoti.
Ayusa bhagini hoti.
Dibasava.
Dibasava.
Manusasava.
Manusasava.
You might as well do the whole thing. Vanang dattva.
Manang dattva.
Vanasa bhagini hoti.
Vanasa bhagini hoti.
Dibasava.
Dibasava.
Manusasava.
Manusasava.
Sukang dattva.
Sukang dattva.
Sukasa bhagini hoti.
Sukasa bhagini hoti.
Dibasava.
Dibasava.
Manusasava.
Manusasava.
Balang dattva.
Balang dattva.
Balasa bhagini hoti.
Balasa bhagini hoti.
Dibasava.
Dibasava.
Manusasava.
Manusasava.
Okay, now we have ayun kopana dattva. Again, the kopana is just a connective, almost. You can't translate it. It's something like in English, we would start a sentence by saying now. Okay, but what's meaningful here is ayun and dattva. So that's having given life. And dattva, do you remember what form this is called?
Gerund.
Right, it's the gerund. The gerund. So it's having given, and then ayung is the accusative object. Having given life. Then ayusa bhagini hoti. Okay, now the word bhagini, let's see if they render it. Yeah, one who partakes of, one who shares in. And this is a feminine singular because he's speaking with reference to a woman. So she is a partaker. Then ayusa is what case? Excuse me?
Genitive.
Right, it's the genitive singular. She is a partaker
of life.
Long life. Then we have an alternative here. Dibasa. That means celestial, divine, that or in the heavenly world. Tien.
Tien. Sun tien.
Or manusa, renjenda. Mm. Tien shanda. Hoja. Renjenda. Okay, that's divine or human. So having given, when she gives food, she gives life. And so having given life, she is a partaker of life. Long life, either divine or heavenly or human. Then the next sentences have the same structure. Having given beauty, she is a partaker of beauty, either divine or human. Then sukang dattva, having given happiness, Sukhasa Bhagini Hoti. She is a partaker of happiness, either heavenly or human. Then the last one, maybe somebody want to translate? You want to try?
Having given strength?
Yeah.
She is a partaker of strength, either celestial or human?
Right. So having given strength, she is a partaker, one who participates, one who receives, you could say one who receives, a receiver of strength, either celestial, heavenly, or human. So that's the karmic rewards for giving. When one gives food, then one is giving these four qualities, or four things, and then one is creating the wholesome karma that will come back by receiving these four things, either in the heavenly realm or in the human realm. And then again, drawing the conclusion, almost the same as the opening statement. So we have Bhojanang Supavase.
Bhojanang Supavase.
Dainte Aryasavika.
Dainte Aryasavika.
Patigahakanang.
Patigahakanang.
Imani.
Imani.
Chitari Tanani.
Chitari Tanani.
Deity.
Deity.
Anybody want to translate this? Ubao Fasher, you want to try?
Supavasa, she's a human noble disciple, given food,
yeah.
The
no, go to the verb first.
Giving the food?
The verb at the end.
Deity.
Deity.
Deity. Just give.
Yeah.
Giving four things.
Now you have to be a little careful. Now we have Imani Chatari Tanani. You see, the opening statement says simply Chitari Tanani Deity. But the four things haven't been explained. Now the four things have been explained. So now when drawing the conclusion, we say Imani Chitari Tanani.
These four things, giving food,
you had almost everything except for the one word, patigahakanam.
Recipient.
Okay. And what case is this?
Genitive. To, oh, dative.
Dative, right. Dative. So you have to say to the recipient.
To the recipient.
Okay, so a noble female disciple, O Supavase, giving food, gives these four things. That is, gives long life, beauty, pleasure, and strength to the recipients. So a noble female disciple giving food, O Supavase, gives these four things to the recipients. Any questions?
It's not a question, but could you somehow explain the meaning, you're sharing, it's good for me and for the recipient, that type of, how? Explain, please.
No, I think the sense, as I explained, okay, the disciple, the female disciple, she gives food.
Yes.
And when she's giving food, then because the food provides for the recipients, it sustains their life.
Right.
So they're able to continue to live for another, a longer period.
Right.
And it gives them a good complexion, so it contributes to beauty. And it gives them pleasure or happiness, and it gives them strength or health. So in giving food, those four things are given, and then by giving food, she creates the wholesome karma
in the future.
Yeah, which will produce these four results, so that at a future time, she'll receive back a long lifespan, either in the heavenly realm or in the human realm, and beauty and happiness and strength. Okay, shall we go on to the next? Okay, these are a group of miscellaneous verses from Dhammapada. Okay, so Nabaje Papake Mite.
Nabaje Papake Mite.
Nabaje Purisadame.
Nabaje Purisadame.
Bajeta mite kalyane.
Bajeta mite kalyane.
Bajeta purisutame.
Bajeta purisutame.
Okay, so he's saying the first line, it seems the first line is in the the singular, or the first two lines are in the singular, and the third and fourth line are in the plural. Maybe because this is to fit the meter, so one shouldn't, grasp on it, always expect consistency. So budget is optative, which means to associate with or to follow. Let's use the word follow because it takes an accusative object. So one should not follow. Then papake means bad, and mite means friends. It's plural. This would be the accusative plural. And then the second line just says restates the same thing. One should not follow. Purisa is a person, and Uddama means a low, wicked, evil. So one should not follow wicked persons. Then the third line says, you should, now it's speaking in the plural, you should follow mite kalyane. This is the kalyana mitra, good friends. So you should follow good friends. And bhajeta, you should follow purisutame. Utame means the best. So you should follow the best persons. Okay, any questions about this?
Can Ajay be imperative?
No. because you could see from this table on page 53 that it's an optative form.
Bhante, bhajeta, that's the, what verb is that? Bhajeti?
The...
Is that the second person?
That is the second person optative form.
Second plural.
Yeah, second person plural optative. One of the optative forms. Okay, let's go on to the next verse.
So, Bhante, one question.
Yeah.
Papake is a evil.
Yeah.
So here is, why is papake mitte and mitte kalyani? Why is not kalyani mitte?
Okay, that's a good question. He's asking, why do we have in the first line papake mitte, but in the second, the third line, we have mitte kalyane. Yeah, this is simply in order to fit the meter. Like the normal word order would be to say kalyane mitte, but you know there are certain rules of meter that one has to fit. So na budje papa ke mitte na budje puri sadame. Bajeta kalyane mite. Seems to work metrically. Maybe it's just to have a variation in the order for elegance. Actually, metrically, it seems to be that both, either one fits the meter.
Well, the syllable count would be the same, right?
Yeah, but the meter is determined not only by syllable count, but there's a certain a pattern of of stresses, strong syllables and weak syllables. But here, papake mite, I'm not an expert in either, but it seems to be the same, actually. Pancheta kalyane mite. It seems that it would work that way. So I think it's just for elegant variation rather than for metrical reasons. Okay, let's take the next verse. Sabeta santi dandasa.
Sabeta santi dandasa.
Sabhe bayanti machuno.
Sabhe bayanti machuno.
Atanangupamankatva.
Atanangupamankatva.
Nahanaya nagataye.
Nahanaya nagataye.
Okay, so here we start off with sabbe, and what's this is the nominative plural, and it's implying sabbe sata, you could say all beings. So all beings, and we have the verb tasanti, which means are afraid of or are terrified of. And then remember that they say that the verbs for fear take, go along with the genitive. So this is the genitive singular. Danda means literally the stick, the rod. But it also takes on an extended meaning of punishment, because in India, ancient India, when the king would punish somebody lightly, they would beat them with the stick. If you want to see the way they, not light punishments, they would cut off the hands, cut off the feet, cut off the nose, cut off the ears, pluck out the eyes. Ooh. Boil them in hot metal.
Hot metal?
Throw them into a pot of boiling copper. or boiling water. Okay, so all are afraid of punishment, and sabbesang jivitang piyang. Sabbesang, what case is this? When you speak, you have to be sure that you're right or almost sure.
Are you referring to the same verse? Or
I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Okay. Sabbe bayant. What did we recite together? The second verse.
The second. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Sabbe bayanti machuno.
Sabbe bayanti machuno.
No, it's not to recite, but okay. Sabbe here is again all.
Yeah, all.
Then we have another verb also meaning to be afraid of. Mm-hmm. So that's bayanti. And from bayanti we get the noun baya, which is the common word for fear. And then machuno is one of the words for death, somewhat poetic word. The actual stem form is machu. But machuno is the genitive. All are afraid of death. Then the next line we have atanang upamang katva. So here we have the gerund katva, having made, and literally it's having made oneself a simile. Upama usually means a simile, but more freely it means having made oneself an example, mm-hmm. We could say. Upama is like the Chinese piru.
Piru.
Yeah. Piru. So having made oneself an example, that is, one considers that I am afraid of punishment, I am afraid of death. Mm-hmm. And so on that basis, one then reflects on other people. Other beings also are afraid of punishment, afraid of death. And so then, nahanaya, which means one should not kill. And then gateti, or gatayati, is actually the causative form of the verb hanati, which means to cause to kill. In other words, you don't kill yourself, but you give an order. You kill that guy. Like I'm the boss of the gang, you know. So I just sit in my big chair smoking the cigars. I'm like, what is that?
The king.
The king. It could be the king who orders his executioners kill him. Mm-hmm. So do not, one should not kill, and one should not cause killing. Okay, so putting it all together. So all are afraid of punishment, all are frightened of death. Having made oneself an example, one should not kill, one should not cause others to kill. Okay, now we can take the next verse. Sabeta santi dandasa.
Sabeta santi dandasa.
Sabe sangji vitang piyang.
sabbe sanghitam viam.
Atanang upamang katva.
Atanang upamang katva.
Nahanaya nagataye.
Nahanaya nagataye.
So this one is, everything is the same as the previous verse except for the second line, sabbe sang jivitang piyang. So in this one we have, the subject here is jivitang, which means life, and life is described as piyang, which means deer, and then we have the word sabbe sang, for all, or to all. So all are afraid of punishment. Life is dear to all. Having made oneself an example, one should not kill, one should not cause to kill. So let's do one more verse, and then we'll stop for the day. Bahum pichesa hitang basamano.
Bahum pichesa hitang basamano.
Nata karo hoti naro pamato.
Nata karo hoti naro pamato.
Gopo vagavo ganayang paresang.
Gopo vagavo ganayang paresang.
Na bhagavasamanyasa hoti.
Na bhagavasamanyasa hoti.
I just realized that this verse and the six-line verse that comes after it goes together. They go together as a pair. And it's almost 3 o'clock, so I think I won't explain this verse now, but we'll use this as our cutoff point, and we'll come back to this next week. Let me just the glossary. Let me just do some of the, maybe no, next week I'll do the glossary for the further reading.
No class next week.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Next week we won't have the class. Yeah. So the class, next class will be after that. Let's see, 7th, 14th, 21st. But now,
like next Friday, but not Monday.
Yeah, Friday morning we'll have the advanced class. Okay, so we'll continue then. Two Mondays from today. Yeah, but still, I mean, if you have some time, start looking through some of the further readings of Lesson 4, even if you can just go through the first part. That should be, I mean, that's quite substantial. And then we'll go through that together. Okay, so let's end. We have a Buddha picture here. So we end with three bows. Let me get up without... Okay, so we end with... Okay, you can see it's maybe not so clear, but there's a Buddha picture. Okay, so we do three bows. One. Two. Three.
One bow to Bandi.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
Thank you, Bandi.
Okay, thank you.